you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You.
I was younger than you are now. When I was given my first command, I led my men straight into a massacre. I witnessed their deaths firsthand. I made every mistake and felt the shame rise in me. And even now I lie awake, knowing history has its eyes. History has its eyes on me. Let me tell you what I wish I'd known. When I was young and dreamed of glory, you have no control.
Who lives, who dies, who tells your story?
I know that we can win. I know that greatness lies in you, but remember from here on in,
history has its eyes on you. History has its eyes on you.
And history has its eyes on Broadway to Main Street. Hello, this is your host, Larry Maslon, for that selfsame Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the now springtime hamlet of Southampton, New York. That was, of course, a cut from Hamilton, the musical that is setting all of Broadway ablaze. First time we've ever played anything from Hamilton, and certainly not the last. And today we're going to look at what I call Real Live Guys. About 4 years ago, we did a show called Real Live Girls, inspired by the Coleman Lee song from Little Me. And today we'll look at historical and cultural personalities who were real live that the Broadway and West End musical sort of took upon themselves to put on stage. And we're doing this largely to celebrate the Encore's concert performance of 1776, which is coming up at New York City Center from March 30th through April 3rd. Devoted listeners will know it's my absolute favorite show, and I'm excited to see it again, this time with a very varied and multicultural cast, no doubt inspired by the success of Hamilton. But if you love that show, an excellent time, as always, to go see it. Well, we're talking about real life guys today. Let's go back to the biggie, the most famous real life guy there ever was, and that, of course, is Jesus Christ, who was he didn't need to be immortalized in a musical or even a concept album, but Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice told his story in an incredibly popular concept album in 1969 called Jesus Christ Superstar, which made it to Broadway in 1972. So let's hear the, I wouldn't call it the 11 o'clock number, what we say, the 11th psalm number from Jesus Christ Superstar, the Broadway version, Jeff Fernholt singing Gethsemane.
I only want to say, if there is a way, take this cup away from me, for I don't want to taste its poison, feel it burn. Changed. I'm not as sure as when we started. Then I was inspired. Now I'm sad and tired. Listen, surely I've exceeded expectations. as much from any other man. I'd wanna see my God, I'd wanna see my God. Why I should die? Would I be more noticed than I ever was before? Would the things I've said and done matter anymore? I'd have to know my Lord, I'd have to know my Lord. I'd have to see my Lord. I'd have to see my Lord. If I die, what will be my reward? If I die, what will be my reward? I have to know my Lord. Show me there's a reason for your wanting me to die. You're far too keen on where and how, but not so hot on why.
For 3 years seems like 90. Why then am I scared to finish what I started? What you started, I didn't start it. God, thy will is hard, but you.
From the original Broadway cast album, 1972, of Jesus Christ Superstar. Well, I had this lead-in all prepared saying, now we'll have We Three Kings, because I found three British kings in Broadway musicals, one of which was a West End show called Thomas and the King, but it really wasn't good enough to play. So we'll get two kings. We'll start with King Arthur, of course, from Camelot, Richard Burton, and end with Nicol Williamson as Henry VIII in Rex. But first, let us go back to, I think it was a real kingdom, don't you? Camelot and King Arthur, courtesy of Lerner and Lowe.
It's true. It's true. The crown has made it clear. The climate must be perfect all the year. A law was made a distant moon ago here. July and August cannot be too hot. And there's a legal limit to the snow here in Camelot. The winter is forbidden till December, and exits March the 2nd on the dot. By order, summer lingers through September, in Camelot. Camelot, Camelot, I know it sounds a bit bizarre, but in Camelot, Camelot, that's how conditions are. The rain may never fall till after sundown. By 8 the morning fog must disappear. In short, there's simply not a more congenial spot for happily ever aftering than here in Camelot. Camelot, I know it gives a person pause, but in Camelot, Camelot, those are the legal laws. The snow may never slush upon the hillside. By 9 p.m. the moonlight must appear. In short, there's simply not a more congenial spot for happily ever aftering than here in Camelot.
A little boy sits on his father's lap, and his eyes shine more and more as his father tells him what it was like when the roses were at war. All England was in turmoil then, for bad King Richard reigned, and the people rose against him, for God had so ordained. And the little boy's father led them, and his forces won the day. King Richard died in a battle, but his crown had rolled away. And they searched the field of battle until the crown was found. They found it on a hawthorn branch, and a brand new king was crowned. So the little boy grew as the son of the king, and no one denied him anything. And he spent his days in mindless play, for he knew that his brother would reign one day. But when he was 12, his brother died, and he was betrothed to his brother's bride. And 6 years later the king was dead, and his son felt the weight of the crown on his head. And he married his brother's former bride, and he had 4 sons, and all of them died. He divorced his wife, and again he wed, and he had 2 sons, both born dead. And now he sits and wonders why God raised his father up so high. Since father was crowned a king, O Lord, only 50 years have passed. Why make him a king, the first Tudor king, and make his son the last? Why let it end with me, O Lord? Is it all to end with me, O Lord? Why?
Nicole Williamson as the real-life Henry VIII in the musical Rex, written by Richard Rodgers and Sheldon Harnick. I think Nicole Williamson was a terrific performer. Rodgers didn't care for him too much in the role. During one run-through, he called him every other inch a king. Well, we're looking at real-life guys today, and of course, those guys who commanded the stage and the concert hall and the music world also made it to Broadway. Let's hear from the first musical I know of, written about a Shakespearean actor, Kean, starring the one and only Alfred Drake, and then we'll go into other show business types. We'll hear Jim Dale as Phineas T. Barnum, and then Houdini from Ragtime. But first, the great Alfred Drake as Edmund Kean.
Confusion. Where is the light that will reveal? One world is true and one illusion. Will there be a day I can see which is real? Stands a man, and hear the shadow. Why do the fates wish to conceal? Is it the man who casts the shadow, or the other way, which is real? Which is real?
Balderdash, fiddle faddle, dribble tosh, twiddle twaddle, blob a bosh, bilge and dodge and double dutch and flim flam. I am the king of hogwash. Tommy rot, jibber jabber, blab a bluff, hocus pocus, gabble gub, scam and sham, and just a touch of white lie am I. Duke of tripe and idle chat, earl of oil, lord of plat, emperor of rigmarole, that I am, bless my soul. The prince of humbug, poppycock, piffle waffle, pat a junk, hokum hooey, chatterbunk, wile and guile and trumpery, that's me. In a world of sting and shock, this moment we spend down a road of ridge and rock toward Lord knows what end. Blue a night as dark as space and cold as the sea. Someone's got to make it bright, shoot a rocket, shine a light, tell you who the someone's gonna be. The prince of humbug, tongue in cheek, shilly shally, pull the wool, blarney, bogus, cock and bull, hoax and prank and hanky pank and some skullduggery.
Yeah, indeed. Jim Dale, what a talented performer, playing Phineas T. Barnum in the musical of the same name by Cy Coleman. Michael Crawford had a big hit across the pond in the same show. Well, American musicals have always loved their performers. Certainly around the time of Funny Girl, you had Fanny Brice, and then you had a musical about Sophie Tucker, and then you decided to get the guys into the act. There was a 1969 musical called Minnie's Boys about the Marx Brothers, and a musical somewhat later called Chaplin. But here is the musical, the inevitable musical about George M. Cohan with his own songs, headed by Joel Grey as the musical comedy man, and you'll hear him if you have good perceptive ears, backed up by Bernadette Peters. So here is musical comedy man from George M., and then we'll segue into another performer who got his start in vaudeville, the one and only Harry Houdini.
Now, chin up, shoulders back, head high, and follow me.
There he goes on his dancing toes with that famous American stride.
What a musical comedy pride.
Traffic holds up when he hits Main Street. Swags to me, he's a Broadway king. And to wrap up the town is his plan. With his famous walk, his fancy talk, his happy grin, and crowding in a
Papa, you're doing it now. Hey, Cedar Rapids. Sorry to rush off, but we got places to go. Big time places. That's right. That's Broadway beckoning right over there.
And right over there is the poorhouse. If I hurry, I can get a corner room.
Stats to it. He's a Broadway kid. And to wrap up the town is his plan.
With his modest ways, timid gaze, humble eyes.
We need him, which is a claim. Yankee Doodle, musical comedy man. Here it is, it's Broadway. What a sight to see. Nights there shining just as bright as day.
Oh, gee, Louie, hear the music playing.
See them stroll on Broadway. Watch them pop champagne. Gonna stay there all your life, so send for kids and cats.
Alive, I hang by a thread, and people pay money to see if I'm dead, like Mama once said. That's the showbiz.
I'm packing them in from summer to fall, come May, and I'm playing a half-empty hall. Well, you said it all.
That's the showbiz.
It's sad.
It's strange.
Times change and change and change.
Still, I'm on top.
I'm third on the bill.
I'm ready to stop.
I'm nervous, I will.
And both of us still in showbiz.
I'm out on a ledge, wrapped up in a chain, and starting to think as it's starting to rain. My life is insane.
That's the showbiz. My partner's a dud, my gown doesn't fit. The band is demanding a grand or they'll quit. My lawyer does shit.
That's the showbiz.
It's sad, it's strange. Times change and change and change.
I'm losing my head.
I'm losing my voice.
I'm using a chair.
I lost the Rolls Royce.
But what other choice than showbiz?
I'm only a sham, well, that's my appeal. The people need sham, cause the world is too real.
I know how they feel. I sit and reflect up there on my swing. Stenography lessons might just be the thing. I wish I could sing.
A 100 years from now, the name Harry Houdini will be gone and forgotten. And it wasn't even my real name. And Mama is gone.
My Stanley was shot.
But we carry on.
For like it or not,
we're lucky we got the showbiz. Where if you are down or dead on your feet,
or hear from some elderly dear on the street that you're obsolete,
that's okay.
Look at Harry, who
please.
Guys, come on, catch up. It's
showbiz.
That was from the Toronto recording of Ragtime, Jim Cordy and Lynette Perry. Jim Cordy singing the part of Houdini. Houdini's been thrown up in the air as a musical theater character for, I don't know, the last 10 years or so. People are hoping that Hugh Jackman will play the role. I don't think that will happen. There was a ninth-rate musical called Man of Magic, I think on the West End in the early 1970s, but that was the best rendition of Harry Houdini on the musical stage we will have for some time. But we will get to hear Hugh Jackman later in the episode. Well, when it comes to real-life guys who we're celebrating today on Broadway to Main Street, you always have to come back to politicians. Perhaps some of you out there in the audience are a little overwhelmed by four of the real-life guys out there running for presidential office. We could take a break and go back to a slightly more nostalgic halcyon time. Here are two mayors from New York City. The first, Jimmy Walker from the 1920s. And Jimmy Walker was a songwriter. And he wrote a song called Will You Love Me in December as You Did in May. And they make a little twist on that song in the musical Jimmy from 1969, starring Frank Gorshin. So we'll hear Jimmy Walker, and then we'll segue into his successor as His Honor, Fiorello LaGuardia. But first, Frank Gorshin from the brief run as Jimmy Walker from the musical Jimmy.
Will you think of me tomorrow as you think of me today? Will the love light still be shining in your eyes? Will you keep the ties that bind us, or will you be led astray? Will you think of me tomorrow as you do today?
My friends, come election day, put that pencil cross next to the name of Fiorello H. LaGuardia. LaGuardia. Now here's another name. T-A-M-M-A-N-Y. What's that?
Tammany.
Wrong. The answer's tyranny. Tammany spells tyranny like R-A-T spells rat. Now there's a double M in Tammany and a double L in Gaul. Just like the double dealing, double crossing, double talking, double thy duplicity of Tammany Hall. You can change it all or use the ballot box. Cast your spell, come next election day. The name's LaGuardia. L-A-G-U-A-R-D-I-A.
L-A-G-U-A-R-D-I-A.
Attenti.
Attenti.
Chi sta ve voglio di? A-T-T-A-N-T-E. Tammany. Che fesse vevo fa? Venite tutti quanti e canon fatte vengana!
A Tammany! Bravo LaGuardia!
Ich bin LaGuardia!
I'm Miss LaGuardia!
Das ist la mit alle Gimmel, alle Pech, alle Juden, die vergesst es nicht! Ich such so ei, ich Tammany ist nicht, kosch ich hab das in Sinnen und heet sich von See.
Thank you.
Yay. I would vote for that gentleman. In fact, I live on the corner of Bleecker and LaGuardia in New York City. That was, of course, Bach and Harnack's immortal score for Fiorello. This is Larry Mazon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're celebrating the real-life guys on the Broadway stage. They're a little different from the real-life girls, Gypsy Rose Lee or Ava Perone. They're a little more subtle, perhaps a little more conflicted than their female counterparts. And if you're interested in listening to the Real Live Girls broadcast, you can go on BroadwayToMainStreet.com or onto iTunes and listen to the Broadway to Main Street podcast and call that one up. I think it's a good one. Okay, let us go to back to the entertainment stage. As I said, the Broadway musical never met a famous songwriter, performer it didn't like. So let's hear two of them. Jelly Roll Morton, immortalized in Jelly's Last Jam, starring Gregory Hines, and then Keith Carradine as Will Rogers from the Will Rogers Follies. But first, Mr. Hines will dial up Dr. Jazz.
Listen, people, here comes Dr. Jazz. He's got glory all around him, yes, he has. And when the world goes wrong, you got the blues. He's the man what makes you get out both your dancing shoes.
Front and center, the inventor of jazz. Got the magic?
Yes, he has.
The doctor can. Only name that you need to know.
World's greatest one man show.
Even the devil, whoever he was, couldn't play jazz the way Jelly does.
Hell of Central, give me Dr. Jazz.
Ripping through you right down to your soul. So spread the word wherever you may go. You've seen the light tonight, now you know. Blaze his name across the sky, flaming letters 10 feet high. J.R. Morton, Dr. Jazz.
Always looks back after he passes something so he can get a view of it from both sides. A white man don't do that. He just figures all sides of a thing are automatically the same. That's why you must never judge a man when you're facing him. You've got to go around behind him like an Indian and look at what he's looking at. Then go back and face him and you'll have a totally different idea of who he is. You'd be surprised how much easier it is to get along with everybody. Never met a man I didn't like. Highfalutin gentry or Bowery bun. Yes, I've come a long way down the pike. Never met a man I didn't like.
What a talented fellow that Keith Carradine is. How nicely he channels Will Rogers through his own sensibility. From the Will Rogers Follies, music by Cy Coleman, lyrics by Comden and Green. Well, we're looking at real-life guys, and the enchantment or nostalgia for male performers did not end in the 1960s, back in the 21st century. Hugh Jackman was not discovered, because most people knew who Hugh Jackman was through various movies and the West End, Oklahoma, but he was given his own starring vehicle in New York City and took it by storm, and that was The Boy from Oz, where he played Peter Allen and gave a show and a half. So we could do musicals that Peter Allen wrote, like Legs Diamond, but let's spare ourselves and instead turn to Hugh Jackman, who will never appear as Houdini, but was Peter Allen in The Boy from Oz.
Coming home used to feel so good. I'm a stranger now in my neighborhood. I've seen the world at a faster pace, and I'm coming now from a different place. Though I may look the same way to you, underneath there is somebody new. I am not the boy next door. I don't belong like it did before. Nothing ever seems like it used to be. You can have your dreams, but you can't have me. Oh, I can't come back here anymore, 'cause I am not the boy next door. You've been saving those souvenirs, faded photographs from my foolish years. I made plans, but they're wearing thin, and they won't work out, 'cause I don't fit in. And those memories will just weigh you down, 'cause I got no place to keep them uptown. I am not the boy next door. I don't belong like it did before. Nothing ever seems like it used to be. You can have your dreams, but you can't have me. Oh, I can't go back there anymore, 'cause I am not the boy next door. But if you look past the past, you can see that I am not the boy next door. I don't belong like it did before. Nothing ever seems like it used to be. You can have your dreams, no, but you can't have me. I can't go back there anymore, 'cause I am not.
You are not.
I am not.
You are not.
I am.
There was one thing Peter Allen was not. It was the boy next door. That was Hugh Jackman. Well, let us end our episode with some more historical sorts, because we're looking ahead to the City Center concert version of 1776 from March 30th till April 3rd. And the first musical starring Ben Franklin was 1776, correct? Incorrect. That was the 1965 musical Ben Franklin in Paris, starring Robert Preston, about his adventures as an ambassador in Paris. So let us hear Preston describe how Ben Franklin practically invented himself.
Monsieur le Docteur, what was your greatest invention?
Monsieur, what was it?
Tell us about it, Grandfather.
Well, Benny, one dark night, a rainy one, accounts for some lightning and thunder. I was puttering in my laboratory for an idea, a new and a brainy one. Now, what did the world really need? What contraption for use and for free? Well, I made a working model the following day, and I called it the public me.
Oh, tell us a little more about it.
The left hand's a poker for stirring up trouble. The right hand's a pipe for blowing a bubble. The neck is made of curtain rods. It certainly never bends.
True.
Temple, I invented myself out of odds and ends.
Continue, monsieur.
1 foot is a ramrod for ramming a door down. 1 foot is a rock for holding the floor down. The fingers, they are feathers, fit to tickle the other sex.
Oh, Monsieur Franklin.
I invented myself out of bits and specks. But the damn thing works, the damn thing works, though it's not plumb true or level. Though it don't quite fit, though it ain't well knit, the damn thing works like the devil. The liver's a barrel of brandy in one sense. The lungs are two bags of good sense and nonsense. I made the skin it's wrapped in from the hide of a grizzly bear. I invented myself out of thin blue air.
But the damn thing works.
It does.
The damn thing works, though it's not on true or level.
Though it don't quite fit, though it ain't well knit.
The damn thing works like the devil.
Here, here.
The liver's a barrel of brandy in one sense. The lungs are two bags of good sense and nonsense. He made the skin extracted from the hide of a grizzly bear.
I invented myself.
He invented himself. Odds and ends and bits and specks. Fit to tickle the other sex. Out of this blue.
I am not thrown away my shot. I am not thrown away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not thrown away my shot. I'ma get a scholarship to King's College. I probably shouldn't brag, but dag, I'm amazed and astonished. The problem is I got a lot of brains, but no polish. I gotta holler just to be heard with every word. I drop knowledge. I'm a diamond in the rough. A shining piece of coal, trying to reach my goal. My power of speech, unimpeachable. Only 19, but my mind is older. These New York City streets get colder. I shoulder every burden, every disadvantage I've learned to manage. I don't have a gun to brandish. I walk these streets famished. The plan is to fan this spark into a flame. But damn, it's getting dark, so let me spell out the name. I am the A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R. We are meant to be a colony that runs independently. Meanwhile, Britain keeps shitting on us endlessly. Essentially, they tax us relentlessly. Then King George turns around, runs a spending spree. He ain't never gonna set his descendants free. So there will be a revolution in this century. Enter me,
he says in parentheses.
Don't be shocked when your history book mentions me. I will lay down my life if it sets us free. Eventually, you'll see my ascendancy. And I am not thrown away my shot. I am not thrown away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not thrown away my shot. I am not thrown away my shot. I am not thrown away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not thrown away my shot. It's time to take a shot.
I dream of life without a monarchy. The unrest in France will lead to anarchy. Anarchy, how you say? How you say? Oh, anarchy. When I fight, I make the other side panicky with my
shit.
Yo, I'm a tailor's apprentice, and I got y'all knuckleheads and local parentis. I'm joining a rebellion, cause I know it's my chance to socially advance. Instead of sewing some pants, I'm gonna take a shit.
And but we'll never be truly free until those in bondage have the same rights as you and me. Right. You and I do or die. Ooh. Wait till I sally in on a stallion with the first black battalion, have another shot.
Geniuses, lower your voices. You keep out of trouble and you double your choices. I'm with you, but the situation is fraught. You've got to be carefully taught. If you talk, you're gonna get shot.
Bird, check what we got. Mr. Lafayette, hard rock like Lancelot. I think your pants look hot. Lawrence, I like you a lot. Let's hatch a plot. Blacker than the kettle calling the pot. What are the odds of God you put us all in one spot? Popping a squad in conventional wisdom, like it or not. A bunch of revolutionary manumission abolitionists. Give me a position, show me where the ammunition is. Oh, am I talking too loud? Sometimes I get overexcited, shoot off at the mouth. I never had a group of friends before. I promise that I'll make y'all proud.
Let's get this guy in front of a crowd.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot.
Everybody sing! Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I imagine death so much it feels more like a memory. When's it gonna get me? In my sleep, 7 feet ahead of me. If I see it coming, do I run or do I let it be? Is it like a beat without a melody? See, I never thought I'd live past 20. Where I come from, some get half as many. Ask anybody why we live it fast. And we laugh, reach for a flask. We have to make this moment last. That's plenty, scratch that. This is not a moment, it's the movement. Where all the hungriest brothers with something to prove went. Foes oppose us, we take an honest stand. We roll like Moses, claiming our promised land. And if we win our independence, is that a guarantee of freedom for our descendants? Or will the blood we shed begin an endless cycle of vengeance and death with no defendants? I know the action in the street is exciting, but Jesus, between all the bleeding and fighting, I've been reading and writing. We need to handle our financial situation. Are we a nation of states? What's the state of our nation? I'm past patiently waiting, I'm passionately smashing every expectation. Every action's an act of creation. I'm laughing in the face of casualties and sorrow. For the first time I'm thinking past tomorrow.
And I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry. And I'm not throwing away my shot. We gonna rise up.
That is the one and only shot of Lin-Manuel Miranda, starring in Hamilton, which has raised the bar completely for real live guys on the Broadway stage. And that is the first time, it's the first episode we've played anything from Hamilton, and hopefully it will not be the last. It's one of the most not only eagerly anticipated and accepted musicals in a while on Broadway. It's done incredibly well. As a commercial recording, I think it made three charts. It made the pop charts, the hip-hop charts, and the original cast charts simultaneously, a first for any score. Well, this is Larry Mazon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we are taking the road all the way back through history to look at some real live guys, and that road has to go down to Pennsylvania, to Philadelphia, foggy, fumy, filthy Philadelphia, to the score of 1776, which is coming back in a concert produced by those inestimable folks at Encores at New York City Center, March 30th through April 3rd. And let us look at the beginning of the show. I mean, this was an improbable show. Sherman Edwards, who composed it, shopped it around forever, I think starting in 1963, and it didn't arrive on Broadway until 1969. So here is the original recording with William Daniels, who I believe is being interviewed by Lin-Manuel Miranda in this month's Playbill for 1776. So that's a crossover that we enjoy, leading a cast of real live guys, the entire Continental Congress, in the opening number from 1776. This is the first show I ever saw, so maybe that influenced my interest in real live guys and gals on the Broadway stage. But few shows have captured the essence of history and the attraction and the theatricality and the drama of it as well as 1776. So we will end at the beginning, as T.S. Eliot might say, and wrap up with the opening, the astonishing opening to 1776, with its cadre of real life guys run and aided and abetted by John Adams, played unforgettably for me by William Daniels.
By God, I have had this Congress. For 10 years, King George and his Parliament have gulled, cullied, and diddled these colonies, and still this Congress refuses to grant any of my proposals on independence, even so much as the courtesy of open debate. Good God, what in hell are they waiting for?
Sit down, John, sit down, John, for God's sake, John.
Say vote yes, vote yes, vote for independence.
Somebody open up a window.
I say vote yes.
Sit down, John.
Vote for independence.
Somebody open up a window.
No, 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 too many flies.
Consider yourselves fortunate that you have John Adams to abuse, for no sane man would tolerate it.
John, you're a whore. We've heard this before. Now, for God's sake, John, sit down.
I say vote yes.
No.
Vote yes.
No.
Vote for independence. Say.
Someone ought to open up a window.
I say vote yes.
Sit down, John.
Vote for independence. Say. Never! Dear God, for one solid year they have been sitting here, a whole year, doing nothing. I do believe you've laid a curse on North America, a curse that we here now rehearse in Philadelphia. A second flood, a simple famine, plagues of locusts everywhere, or a cataclysmic earthquake, I'd accept with some despair. But no, you sent us Congress. Good God, sir, was that fair? I say this with humility in Philadelphia, where your responsibility in Philadelphia. If you don't want to see us hanging from some far-off British hill, if you don't want the voice of independency forever stilled, then God, sir, get thee to it, for Congress never will. You see, we piddle, twiddle, and resolve. Not one damn thing do we solve. Piddle, twiddle, and resolve. Nothing's ever solved in foul, fetid, fuming, foggy, filthy Philadelphia.
Someone ought to open up a window.
Good God! They may sit here for years and years in Philadelphia. These indecisive grenadiers of Philadelphia. They can't agree on what is right and wrong or what is good or bad. I'm convinced the only purpose this Congress ever had was to gather here specifically to drive John Adams mad. You see, we piddle, twiddle, and resolve. Not one damn thing do we solve. Piddle, twiddle, and resolve. Nothing's ever solved in foul, fetid, fuming, foggy, filthy Philadelphia.
John, John, is that you carrying on? John!
Oh, Abbe, Abigail, Abigail, I have such a desire to knock heads together.
I know, my dearest, I know. But that's because you make everything so complicated. It's all quite simple, really. Hmm? Just tell the Congress to declare independency. Then sign your name, get out of there, and hurry home to me. Our children all have dysentery. Little Tom keeps turning blue. Little Abby has the measles, and I'm coming down with flu. They say we may get smallpox.
Madam, what else is new? Abigail, in my last letter, I wrote you to organize the ladies to make saltpeter for gunpowder. Have you done as I asked?
No, John, I have not.
Why have you not?
John, I'm afraid we have a more urgent problem.
More urgent, madam?
There's one thing every woman's missed in Massachusetts Bay. Don't smirk at me, you egotist, pay heed to what I say. We've gone from Framingham to Boston, and we cannot find a pin. Don't you know there is a war on, say the tradesman with a grin? Well, we will not make saltpeter until you send us pins.
Pins, madam, saltpeter.
Pins.
Saltpeter.
Pins.
Saltpeter.
Pins.
Saltpeter.
Pins.
Peter.
Pins.
Peter.
Pins.
Peter.
Pins.
Peter.
Pins.
Done, madam. Done.
Done, John. Hurry home, John.
Oh, as soon as I'm able.
Don't stop writing. It's all I have.
Every day, my dearest friend.
Till then.
Till then. I am. Shall be yours, 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 saltpeter, John.
Pete, Abigail,
for God's sake, John, sit down.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.